Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Pendidikan dan Kebudayaan mempersembahkan
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.
Selamat berjumpa dalam English Audiopedia.
Hello and welcome to English Audiopedia. Today we are going to learn about a historic event in Indonesia. This audio retells the event of the second Dutch military aggression in Indonesia and is entitled What a Historic Event. It's adapted from kemlu.go.id and n.wikipedia.org.
Berikut kosakata yang akan membantu pemahamanmu.
Aggression.
Agresi atau serangan.
Offensive.
Serangan militer.
Paratrooper.
Pasukan penerjun payung.
Ambushed.
Menyergap.
Seized.
Merebut.
Capture.
Menangkap.
Guerrilla warfare.
Perang gerilya.
Was condemned.
Dikutuk. Sobat pintar, setelah ini kamu akan mendengarkan cerita tentang peristiwa agresi militer Belanda kedua di Yogyakarta. Dengarkan baik-baik.
Did you hear that? So scary, right? That sound reminds me of an unforgettable event in Indonesia. It was known as the Second Dutch Military Aggression. The offensive aimed to force my country, the Republic of Indonesia, to cooperate with the Dutch government and ensure that we were still closely connected to the Netherlands. It was still early morning in Yogyakarta, the temporary capital of Indonesia at that time, when some planes flew above Maguwo Airport, a small airport in the city. I still remember the date. It was December the 19th, 1948. At first, we thought that the planes were the Republic's planes that were scheduled for flight training that morning. But then they dropped the bombs, followed by paratroopers who landed in the airport and ambushed the airport defense forces, who only had a few guns. The surprise attack only lasted for 25 minutes. Later on, I heard that 128 Republican soldiers were killed, while there were no casualties at all from the Dutch. It was so sad for us. At 11 a.m., the Dutch forces began to move to the city and managed to seize the Indonesian Republic's temporary capital and capture Indonesian leaders such as President Sukarno, Vice President Muhammad Hatta, and Foreign Affairs Minister Agus Salim. The cabinet mandated Mr. Shafruddin Prawiranagara, the Minister of Welfare, to form an emergency government in Bukit Tinggi, Sumatra. Meanwhile, the Republic commander, who was seriously ill, General Sudirman, led the guerrilla warfare from his bed to fight the Dutch to let them know that our beloved Republic still existed. We're very proud of him. The success of the Dutch operation was, however, condemned by the international community. This resulted in diplomatic isolation of the Dutch, which then led to the Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference and recognition of Indonesian independence. What a historic event for us!
Sobat pintar, kamu telah mendengarkan cerita tentang peristiwa agresi militer Belanda kedua di Yogyakarta. Sekarang, kamu sudah tahu kan jalannya peristiwa bersejarah tersebut? Semoga bermanfaat ya.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.